The storm washed an inlet, one of many, between Canadian Hole and the north end of Buxton, washed out. Like all the rest, it was very much of an inconvenience. Inconvenience then as to now would be a great big difference. Back in those days, we had naturally the power, mail, telephone service. That was about it. There wasn't that much coming down the beach at the time, but the road had washed out, so it was a major inconvenience to the people on this end of the washout. Coast Guard, working out of the Buxton Station, which is now Park Service headquarters for the island, we had a beach cart there, the old-time beach cart that they used to use when sailing vessels or whatever vessels were come ashore, that employed the Lyle gun, where they would fire a line out to the vessel, and by means of attaching lines and a breeches buoy, they'd bring people ashore, save lives. But we had one at the station, at which we did drill with. Everybody was fairly proficient. So they had the idea, the phone system was out, we had the idea, let's fire a line across there, and by pulling back and forth, we'd get the telephone line across the inlet and at least get communications established. Sounded like a good idea. So the people from Oregon Inlet Station come down to the north end of the inlet, which is around, I said Canadian Hole, it's around the Hall over at that time, is now called Canadian Hole. But we were on the south side. We had the beach cart, so we set it up to fire the line across so they can pull the telephone wire. Well, these Lyle guns were capable of firing a 16-pound weight a fairly good distance, depending on how much black powder was put into the Lyle gun itself. It come in 2-ounce packages of rough powder, black powder, and you would put a package of this down the barrel and then put the weight in there, attach a line and fire it, depending on how far the distance was, you know, how many packs of gunpowder you'd put in there. Well, the group commander, more or less in charge of the entire operation, we set the Lyle gun up, and he figured by eye how far it was across there, and he figured that it would probably take 2 packages of powder to get the weight across the inlet. And he walked off talking to somebody about what was going on, and the chief that was at the station at the time, he also looked at the distance and figured, well, probably 2 packages of powder would do it, not knowing that the group commander had already put two packages in there. The group commander come back after the chief had done that and said, well, it is a little bit further than I thought. Maybe I should maybe put another pack in there. Well, now there's five packages of black powder in there. They had walkie-talkies, told the north end, said, okay, we're fixing the fire. Y'all take cover and let us know where the weight goes. So we lit that thing off. And they called on the walkie-talkie, said, well, do you see it? They said, yes, we do. Said, the last time we saw it, it was skipping across the off bar way out in the ocean. Said, there's a little bit too much power behind it, and she was gone. So they redid everything, and we the next shot was a little, not quite as powerful. Got the line across, and eventually got the telephone line across. The inlet itself was very powerful. It was a lot of tide running through there. I remember they got all the old wrecked cars on this end of the island from Buxton and Hatteras, and they were going to try and fill the inlet up, and they would take them up there with the wreckers and put them in the inlet, and they would just disappear. There was so much tide going through there. Eventually, it did fill up, but it was one of the times on the island that the local people, well, you know, this is just one more thing. Living out here, it happens. We handle it, and everything was go back to normal, and that was
That was the Lyle gun firing across there for establishing a telephone line. It worked.